Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We're dealing with 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, and it reads, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." And I want to, first of all, we've already talked about how it's the rallying cry for a lot of ministries and public action groups and American patriotism and all that. But I want to do what I always do, and that's read the context. So, since we've read 2 Chronicles 7:14, let's go back to verse 12, and let's read, no, let's go back even further. Let's go back to verse 9, and let's read our way into this. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 9. "And on the eighth day," by the way, we are at the dedication of the Solomon Temple. "On the eighth day, they held a sacred assembly, for they observed the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. On the 23rd day of the seventh month, he sent the people away to their tents, joyful and glad of heart for the good that the Lord had done for David, for Solomon, and for his people Israel. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and Solomon successfully accomplished all that came into his heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, 'I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locust to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.'" Now let's stop there. We've read from verse 9 through verse 16 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I want you to notice, first of all, that when God begins to talk to Solomon, he tells him in verse 12, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice." So, we have God choosing to live inside of a building. That's Solomon's temple. Then in verse 14, he says that he will hear his people and heal their land. So the issue in 2 Chronicles 7:14 is there's an attack in the natural realm against the land, which was told to us in the 13th verse. "When I shut up heaven and there's no rain, or command the locust to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name." So the first thing you should notice is that God is living in a temple, and the people are living in a land, and that's completely opposite of God and you now. Under the new covenant, 1 Corinthians tells us, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the land that you rest in, according to the book of Hebrews, is a land of rest, not a natural piece of geography. So we have two problems. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is written to a people who have a God living in a temple made out of marble and stone, who live in a land that geographically is theirs, promised to them. So the very nature of the verse screams Old Covenant. You and I have the Holy Spirit living in a temple, residing not in a natural promised land, but in a heavenly promised land. Now that takes care of one issue. We'll dig into some more starting tomorrow. Grayson.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.